Hey everyone, this is John, and I don't really know what to say. Earlier today, we lost someone. Satoru Iwata, president of Nintendo, passed away. We had known about some of his health problems for some time, but I don't think any of us quite knew how serious it was, which is what made everything all the more shocking when news came in. And he was someone who was very important to all of us. He had been president of Nintendo for about 10 years now. And he saw Nintendo, about 13 years now. It was back in 2002. He was someone who saw Nintendo through their very highest of highs, as well as some of their lowest of lows. Someone who was never afraid of trying something new and unconventional. He was captain of the ship for the development and the launch of the DS, as well as the Wii, and then with the 3DS and the Wii U as well. So he saw very great success, and he saw some struggles. But the thing about Iwata, the first thing that comes to mind when I think about the kind of person that he was, for what we saw of him at press conferences and Nintendo Directs, and that was, he was always a very calming influence. Whenever he addressed us as Nintendo fans directly, there was always something about the way he presented things. He made everything seem like things were going to be okay. Like, even when things were, like, even in the past several years with the Wii U and how hard a time that system has had, I never dreaded seeing Iwata in a Nintendo Direct. I was happy to see him, because he was going to let us know how we were going to get through the next several months, and he was going to show us something that was going to be interesting or weird or something worth talking about. And again, I'm not really quite sure what I'm doing here. I didn't have any particular plans for a recording. Me and my wife picked up our kids from her mom's house. She had been watching them over the weekend. They'd done a sleepover. And I came home. We were eating dinner, and it was getting pretty close to their bedtime. We usually like to let them watch some music videos that they like to watch on the TV before they go to bed. So they were doing that, and in between some music videos, it's just about time for them to go to bed. I just open up Miiverse to see if I had any notifications, see if any conversations I was having people had been updated. Just kind of chit chat with some friends, and of course, YouTube was the application that was open, so it jumped right to the Miiverse community, and the first post was R.I.P. Iwata, and then the dates, 1959, date of birth, to today. And I thought it was some sort of, maybe not a joke, but maybe some sort of not really proclaiming his death. Maybe something had happened to his position. Maybe he had stepped down, something like that. So I immediately jumped onto Go Nintendo, and the first story was the one that's still at this moment still the top story, that he is he's passed away. And then for the past several hours, I've been kind of floating around Miiverse and been really encouraged by everyone's response to his death. Been really encouraged by how 99.9% of people on there are very saddened and wishing everyone who knew and loved him the best. And of course, there is that tiny sliver of people who are just complete fucktards who are using this opportunity to make light of the situation, to take jabs at him for the situation that they're in with the Wii U. And I don't really want to talk about that much more than I've already said there. But the overwhelming majority has responded to this very appropriately. And I don't think that I want to talk right now about what Nintendo does next, because I don't think too much will change in the immediate future. It's just a very sad situation, and you know, there are times when I'm at work or something, and we get news that a certain celebrity, an actor or a director or a movie producer or a musician has passed away, and people get quite sad. And that their response has never really made sense to me until today, really. You know, and I don't really get too caught up in any of those particular entertainment industries, but you know, they get sad over losing someone who they weren't close to, they didn't really know, and I wasn't close to Iwata, nor did I know him, but he was still someone who was very influential. Not only to me personally, but to an industry that I'm highly invested in, and to people who I talk to and interact with about an industry and a hobby that I'm very invested in. It's hard to really express what it is that I am saddened over. I'm not really saddened that Nintendo as a company has lost a president. I'm not really concerned about their future at the moment. It really is about him as a personality at Nintendo, and I don't believe he was putting on too many airs. I believe that the person he presented himself as was probably the person that he was. And losing that person, even though I didn't know him personally, losing him had quite a big impact. Anyway, I don't really think I have too much more to say. A quote that we'll probably all see pop up quite a bit over the next several days and weeks is from Iwata, and he said it, I believe, at the 2005 GDC, if I'm not mistaken. He said, "On my business card, I am a corporate president. In my mind, I'm a game developer. In my heart, I'm a gamer." And I think that is what people connected so well. This is how and why people connected so well with Iwata, more than especially Nintendo fans, but of a lot more than other corporate heads, is that he played games and he made games, and he didn't become president of Nintendo because he was a suit. Wasn't even part of the Yamauchi family. He became president of Nintendo because he was good at making games and good at finding what made games fun. And that's not something that you see in a lot of corporate presidents or public relations people, anything like that, any sort of like the front people. And that's what made him special. Anyway, that's all I really have to say. So, Mr. Iwata, may the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rain fall soft on your fields. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.